We're going to go back to the studio now. So thanks for listening.
Put down your gun and listen to
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. I hope that first song rocked you out of your seats. That was an oldie but a goodie, and that's why I chose it. That was The Black Crowes with their song Remedy from their album The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion that was released way back in 1992. For all the new people that have arrived at UBC, their first year at university, I'm sure 1992 you were either in diapers or somewhere close to that. That was a long time ago. For some of us old folks, it's probably not as long ago as we feel like it was. So if this is the first time you're listening to Are You Aware, I'll give you a little bit of a background of my method to my madness. I'm on the show from 6 to 7:30 every alternate Thursday. I've been around, or the show's been around for about 4 years now, and what I try to do is I profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So either I choose the song has a positive social justice message or a positive message, no matter what it is, or I just really like the song and I find out about what the artist has been doing philanthropically. This is all in an endeavor to get you, the listener out there, to be inspired by either your favorite band or just get you inspired through music to be involved in something that really speaks to your heart, all in an effort to make the world a better place and become more of a communal community. So that's why you'll sort of understand why I've chosen this as I go further along in your listening pleasure with Are You Aware? I try to profile interesting stuff about the musician that has to do with philanthropic endeavors or just something that I think is kind of cool about the artist. So without further ado, I want to tell you a little bit more about the Black Crowes. If you've never heard of them before, they actually formed in 1989 and they've sold over 30 million albums. They're listed as number 92 on VH1's 100 Greatest Artists of Hard Rock, and Remedy is a classic example of how hard they do rock. They have 9 studio albums and 4 live albums as well. And they've had a few hit singles, including Remedy. I know that we don't really play hit singles on CITR, but I just couldn't help myself. That gave me a lot of nostalgia from a while ago, so I thought, you know what, darn it, I'm going to play it again. In August 2010, the band started a 20th anniversary tour that was followed by an ongoing hiatus. But the band has announced that they will return in 2013. And on March 2013, the band actually released their 4th live album titled Wiser for the Time. So if you like some bluesy rock and roll, definitely check out that album because that'll give you a great little snippet of what the Black Crowes is all about. That album, Wiser for Time, was actually, or Wiser for the Time, was recorded during the band's 2010 series of concerts in New York, and it was released, like I said, in March. Now, in 1999, Jimmy Page and Black Crowes actually teamed up for a special one-off benefits concert being held at this Café du Paris in London. Page actually asked the Crowes to serve as his backing group for the charity show, and that proceeds from that show were donated to the Action for Brazil's Children's Trust. That's a charity Page sponsors that provides aid to poor and underprivileged youths in South American countries. So you can always Google Action for Brazil's Children Trust to find out more about that one if you're interested in being involved, as I hope you are. So I've got a jam-packed fun-filled next hour and a half with some great music, some great new Canadian music, some just great new music, which I'm really excited about, some bands that are quite some of my favorites that haven't released something for a little while, so I'm very excited that they've released something coming up. Now, just to let you know, I've actually only got 2 more shows before the end of the year. That's right, I'm taking a little bit of hiatus. From the start of November to the end of January, I will be away back in my home country of Australia. So there will be people sitting in, some lovely folks have come to my rescue and are going to be filling in for me while I'm away. But But before that, my next show on October 10th, I'm actually bringing in a local Canadian band that is very jazzy and very cool. I've had them on the show, well, I've had one member on the show once before a couple of years ago, and I'm going to bring back a couple more to make it even more fun. So that's October 10th. Listen out for that, and I'll give you some more information about that later on in the show. And then my last show of the year, which will be October 24th, will be my best of 2013. I know it's very early for me to do a best of, but like I said, I'm going back home for a couple of months, so it's my only chance to let you guys out there know what really got my booty shaking and rocked my world this year in music. But without further ado, I want to play another fantastic band that has just released a new album. I'm super excited about them. They're super fun. I actually got wind of these guys through La Blogothèque, which is a fantastic online little, I don't even know how you'd explain it, probably like a little music cinematography website. Basically, Vincent Moon I think he's from France. I have to check that. He's done these awesome little video clips of different indie bands around the world, and he basically has put them in some interesting places, and it's just a beautiful 5-minute clip of some really amazing artists. And I found out about this next band through that. He's got Phoenix, the French band, singing one of their songs on the top of a double-decker open-air bus going around the Eiffel Tower. He also has Arcade Fire in an elevator singing some of their songs. He has a beautiful song by Tom Jones in a New York hotel room. Pretty basic, pretty simple, but beautiful nonetheless. And just Tegan and Sarah, he's got some great artists. Block Party, there's so many different artists that you can check out. So that's where I found out about the next band. Takeaway Shows, just Google that and you'll come across a plethora of fantastic music videos. The next band I'm actually going to play for you is Man Man. They're an experimental band from Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. And this album is quite interesting. I think it's a little bit of a detachment from their more experimental and sort of off the wall sounds that they conglomerate together to make some beautiful music. So this is, I feel that this album's a little bit more polished, but I still like it. It's actually their fifth studio album, and it was only released on September 10th, so it's brand spanking new. It's called On Oni Pond, and they're actually going to be playing at the Fortune Sound Club on October 6th. So if you like this song and you want to know more about Man Man, go check them out online. Go buy a ticket to Fortune Sound Club, and I'm guaranteed it will be a fantastic night. Now, they are obviously an independent band, and so they really support independent music and public radio. And in 2011, they were involved in the 170 million Americans for Public Broadcasting and Anti-Records release Raise Your Voice. So Raise Your Voice was a free album in support of public radio that included the likes of a 16-track compilation of anti-artists being offered for free download to advocate for public broadcasting. So how much do we love Man Man? Because that's what CITR is all about, creating a community radio station that really speaks to the community. So Raise Your Voice included artists like Wilco, Tom Waits, Nico Case, Man Man, as I said, Jules Holland, a bunch of other great artists as well. The Swell Season, for example. So without further ado, I am going to play you, Head On by Man Man, and this album is On Oni Pond. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
There's a knock at your door. You don't even recognize a stranger. It's you from before. Trying to warn you all about the dangers. There's a hole in your head. At least that's what everybody's guessing. It's why you're always misread. Hold on to your heart.
On Thursday, September 26th, Dirty Beaches are coming to the Biltmore Cabaret with special guests Sisu and Chasms. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Project Space presents the second annual Vancouver Art Book Fair, a two-day festival of artists publishing in the heart of downtown at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Come immerse yourself in the awesomeness of books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera. Artist talks, workshops, performances, panel discussions, and installations will provide you with a multi-sensory experience that expands beyond the printed page. Free and open to public, the event takes place on October 5th and 6th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit VancouverArtBookFair.com.
Stuck in the night, turning with the tide every time I close my eyes. Dull knife, stuck in the night, burning like a light, I laid hand up to my life. Giant star, take up the sky. Beyond the great prowess of the Indian Ocean. Dead south, we sleep on the sand. A million leagues of blue water, diamond cutting through my hand. Till our dying day has come. Find us all when the sun. In this vicious life we lead. Oh, give us grace, oh, give us speed. The gold Sumatra, staying inside. Off the coast, I ride with the best. Keeping them killer rights close to the vest. Incense, close cigarettes, a five-string guitar in a lightning storm. The tigers run, run in the night, faster than a gunshot shadow in a high new fire.
the Bible, we are told God gave Moses in the days of old 10 great commandments for his people to hold true. But the greatest commandment of all is in the book of Luke, as I recall. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Now we maybe don't believe in the story of Adam and Eve, who called upon science to prove it's all untrue. But in the cold light of the day, these simple words still point the way. Do unto others have them do to you. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. So just lift up your eyes, don't pass by on the other side. Don't be bound by what you think of just a little bit of faith, and that's all it really takes. Do unto others as you would have them do to you.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And you can't deny that that song had a positive message to it. Pretty simple, and it's a, you know what? It's a historical and long-lasting message. Do unto others as you would want to be done to yourself. Kind of, something like that. That was Billy Bragg with his new album, Tooth and Nail, and that song was Do Unto Others. What a lovely song that was. It just made me feel really nice and warm inside. Billy Bragg has been around for an eon, and thank goodness for that. He's fantastic. His career's lasted more than 30 years, and as you can tell, that was definitely a folk-inspired song, but he does also meld punk rock as well. And he's from England, and he is very well known as a left-wing activist and protest song, kind of like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, the English Bob Dylan of our generation. I'm going to just say that out there, put it out there. I'll see what comes back, but that's what I'm saying. So this is his latest studio album, and it's his latest one in 5 years. It was actually released in March of this year. He really is such a fantastic singer-songwriter, and he's just transcends every new generation that comes up. appreciate his music. He said in an interview about his political movements and his political opinions that he writes in his songs. He says, "My theory is this. I'm not a political songwriter. I'm an honest songwriter. I try and write honestly about what I see around me now, and which happens just to be a lot of the time about the political situation." Talking about the political situation, I was at the gym and I have decided the best thing to get through a session on an elliptical is watch TED Talks. If you've never heard of TED Talks, you've obviously been under a rock. They are fantastic. Their catch cry is 15 minutes to change the world, and there's all these wonderful talks about different subjects and really thinking outside the box. I love TED Talks. They always make me inspired. And the one TED Talk that I watched yesterday was about the title is, and it's featured right now, so if you want to go check it out, you should, obviously, after. Are you aware? After 7:30. It was about what if mayors ruled the world. So mayors like Gregor Robertson and a whole bunch of others, the mayors around the world, what if they actually had the power to change not only what's going on in their cities, but globally as well? And this, honestly, it's 20 minutes or just under 20 minutes, and it's such an interesting talk about the power that can be had with global city cooperation. And a lot of the time, as you can the mayors have a sort of a more of a connection with the people in the city, and they can really make a huge change, as what has been done with Vancouver. You know, the big push for Vancouver is to make it the greenest city in the world by 2020. And whether you like bike lanes or don't like bike lanes, all that stuff, I'm not going to get into it. The simple fact is less cars mean a greener environment and less pollution for us all. So you can't deny the City of Vancouver's efforts with that. Really interesting TED Talk. I would definitely recommend it. It really said some interesting stuff. Basically, it was saying, I think it was either the mayor of Washington or the mayor of New York said, basically, I wouldn't be, or I think it may be even the mayor of Philadelphia said, basically, I wouldn't be able to get away with the stagnation that goes on in Washington, because people need their sewers to work. People need the trains to run on time. People need this and that. And, I just thought that was so, so poignant, because a lot of the time our political leaders are really detached from what the everyday citizen needs. And a lot of the time they forget that they are just glorified public servants that need to listen to the people that put them in power, that be the citizens of the country. Not all of them are like that. Obviously, there's some that are really great leaders, but there's obviously others, and I can name a few, that are really ignore what the people want. But hopefully that will change. And what this TED Talk representative was saying, you know what, maybe there's a democracy is dead with regards to country leaders, and maybe we need to break it down back into citizens leading the cities, or cities leading the global movements. So a little bit of food for thought for you there at Are You Aware? I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the music that I just played for you. In the middle there was Matt Mays with his new album, Coyote, and that song was Dull Knife. What a beautiful song. He's a Canadian singer-songwriter, so we love that. And he was the lead singer of Matt Mays and El Torpedo, which sort of was based in Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, and then New York. And then he sort of went on his own for a while. This Coyote is actually his fourth studio album, and that was only released in September. So it's pretty damn new. And it was debuted at number 7 on the Canadian Albums Chart. So a huge and supportive following in his home country. So Canada's on April 7th of this year, Canada's East Coast Music came together, including Matt Mays, to support a benefit concert celebrating the memory of Matt Mays, guitarist, with proceeds going to a trust fund for his children. Unfortunately, the guitarist band member actually died suddenly in March, and he was only 35. So Mays obviously posted a blog about it, and he got all his friends to come together and really sort of provide a legacy for his guitarist, for his children, which I thought was really quite amazing that people came together and put a trust fund together for these children who could have, you know, ended up in a little bit worse situation without a father to support them. So I thought that was very, very cool. Well, I have some more fun music for you, and I have a little bit of information on an artist later on that's actually dealing with a hunger strike right now, but I'm going to talk about that in the next little section. In the meantime, I'm going to be playing We Are The City, which is a band now based in Vancouver from Kelowna, and they've been around since 2008, and they released their debut album In A Quiet World in 2009, and that was actually produced by Tom, and I hope I get this name right, Dobransky, let's hope I got that right, of the Zolas fame, and he's actually been involved with a lot of producing of late. He produced Said the Whale and Hey Oceans albums, as well as We Are the City. So not only is he a cool musician, but he's also a pretty damn good producer as well. The most recent album of We Are the City was also released by Dobransky as well, and that was released in June 2013. They're playing at the Vogue on the 29th of November, and they actually won the Peak Performance contest, receiving $150,000 to help them on their way of becoming indie superstars. So I've chosen a great little song called Baptism off this new album, Violent, and you're going to listen to it right now on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Metamorfest is Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House's annual block party. We're taking over three blocks around Fraser and Broadway on September 28th from 12 to 6. There are three streets of food, art, and two stages of music with performances by hip-hop duo K-Rec and Estia Elements, gospel trio The Sojourners, and Vancouver punk band Peace. Western Front is back this year with Sonic Playground, as well as installations throughout the neighborhood hosted by Broadway East Art Walk. Come celebrate Mount Pleasant with us on September 28th at East Broadway and Prince Albert near Fraser Street for a full day of music, art, and more.
Thank you.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Alaska's / Portland's own Portugal the Man with their new album, Evil Friends. And that song was Plastic Soldiers. So now that they're based in Portland, originally from Alaska, they've actually been around since 2005 and have released 7 studio albums and 3 EPs. So this is actually their 7th full-length studio album, and it's actually the first collaboration between Portugal the Man and producer Danger Mouse. It came out in June of this year, and it's the first album since 2011's In the Mountain in the Cloud, which was a huge success for them. Now, Portugal in the Man just decided to make up a new name for them. Portugal the Man actually is involved with Charity Buzz, which is kind of a really cool initiative. I'm kind of excited about it. Charity Buzz basically gets experiences and puts them up for live auction, with the proceeds going to benefit a charity that the band has chosen. So in 2012/2013, well, actually it closed in August of this year, so you've just missed out. Portugal the Man put up a meet and greet with them, plus 2 tickets to the show of your choice in 2013. This was all in an endeavor to raise money for Sweet Relief Musician Funds, which is an organization that really helps musicians, provides financial assistance to all types of career musicians who are struggling to make ends meet while facing illness, disability or age related problems. So basically healing musicians in need. And they have a whack load of supporters, including Alice Cooper, Andrew Bird, Arcade Fire, Arctic Monkeys, I'll get that right in a minute, Audio Slave, Avril Lavigne, a whole bunch. So not only just from the commercial side of music, but also the indie as well. And the Sweet Relief Music Fund is what that's all about. So I guess a lot of people don't think, and I have talked about this quite a lot when I talk about these kind of organizations that really support musicians with financial support or financial support, especially when around health issues, because a lot of these musicians are self-employed, independent artists, and I assume that those record labels, if they're signed to a record label, wouldn't have that great extended health benefits. We, as Canadians, and you know, if you're lucky enough to have your employer support you with that, they provide extended health coverage for you, so you don't really have to worry about it. You can go to the doctor, don't have to pay anything, and everything's good. You're sorted. You either get some prescriptions or whatever you need, and it's all sorted. But as a musician, if you get sick, there's no one to look after you. And if you get sick and can't play, you don't have any money to look after you. So this is such a fantastic fund that really is a classic example of musicians supporting musicians to not only create, but create in a space where, you know what, you are supported and you are healthy. So I have to say kudos to Portugal the Man for being involved. And right now, if you want to go onto Charity Buzz, you can check out a whole bunch of really cool theatres, cool stuff that's being actually auctioned off. So you can get there's a boxing association auction, there's a bunch of stuff, Shaking and With Laughter, a funny fundraiser for Parkinson's, a bunch of stuff that can get you involved. And if you've got the money, you can actually make a difference. In the middle there, who would have thought it? Primal Scream has come up with a new album. Gosh, these guys have been around for donkey's years. 1982 was when they formed in Glasgow. And they're best known for probably the mid to early 90s / late 90s, when there was such great music coming out of England with regards to not only the dance music of the Happy Mondays, which was kind of dance indie, but you've got Jesus and Mary Chain, Pulp, Say, who else? I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. A bunch of great artists that came out during that time. It was really a renaissance for British music at that time. And Primal Scream was leading the pack. Now, they'd been around for a while, but they didn't really take off until Bobby Gillespie, who's the lead singer, actually left his position as the drummer of Jesus, Mary, Chain, another great band from that era, and decided to go along with Primal Scream. And their big sort of breakout album was Screamadelica in 1991, which really got them into the mainstream, or the indie mainstream. I don't know if they ever really got into commercial, but they definitely got onto the indie mainstream. Now, More Light, which is this album that we just listened to, and it was actually More Light, the deluxe edition. I thought I'd go a little bit jazzy for you guys today. That song that we heard earlier was Nothing Is Real, Nothing Is Unreal, and classic Primal Scream, great guitar riffs, really funky drums, just all you can do is just get up and dance. So this is actually their 10th studio album, and it was released on their own label, which is kind of cool. It's cool when you see a band that's sort of gone through not only, starting up on indie record labels, going to the big record labels, and then coming back and saying, bugger it, we can do it ourselves better. And for probably a lot less money. So in March 2013, they were actually invited by the curator of the Teenage Cancer Trust concerts that have been going on for quite some time. They had a really, they've had a few curators through the years, and this one was a particular note. It was Noel Gallagher actually asked Primal Scream to headline the Royal Albert Show to raise money for the charity Teenage Cancer Trust. Not only was Primal Scream involved, but also Russell Brand and Noel Fielding as well performed. So if you want to learn more about that, just go to Teenage Cancer Trust, Google that, and it will come up. Now, switching a few gears, I'm really saddened of what I've read this week in the newspapers, and it's just, I don't even know where to start. It's just an example of steel fist oppression in a country that has gone through so much in its history. I talked about these guys a while ago, probably a year ago, when they first got arrested for hooliganism. I'm talking about Russia's own Pussy Riot. Now, they had a huge upset in 2012 when they were actually arrested. So I wanted to give you a little bit of background before I tell you what's going on right now. So they're a Russian feminist punk rock band based in Moscow, and they were founded in 2011, and a lot of their shows are staging political provocative performances about Russian political life, and it's they do it in unusual locations as a way to sort of speak out against the oppression and the corruption that's going on there. They hide their faces. They always wear balaclavas, and in a way, because they have to. It's not because they're trying to look cool or make a statement. They really are worried for their lives, and what I'm about to tell you, you can understand why. So they basically staged, in 2012, they staged a performance at the Moscow Cathedral, Cathedral of Christ the Savior. And this was motivated by their opposition to Vladimir Putin and the Russian Orthodox Church. So they did this, and then they put the performance online in a way to speak out against what was going on with Putin. And I feel like Putin's like the Stalin 2.0 of Russia. It's really quite scary. And they were arrested and charged with hooliganism, which brings to you, I mean, if someone gets charged with hooliganism in Canada, they get a slap on the wrist, and I'm sure in Australia as well, slap on the wrist and a fine, and that's it. Well, these guys got 2 years imprisonment for this, which I find a little too strong. And they were basically sentenced to what they, imprisonment in a penal colony, as they like to put it. Now, the big thing, a lot of artists spoke out in solidarity with Pussy Riot when it happened. But like so many things that go on in the world, you sort of get that hype and then it sort of dissipates, and these people are left to deal, you know, with the oppression or with the hardships on their own and to their own devices. But right now there's a lot of hype coming out of this, and it's pretty disturbing. Basically, and I probably won't get a name right, but I'll try it. Pussy Riot's Nadezhda Tolokonikova. I apologize, that was just a total obliteration of the Russian language, but I wanted to talk. Basically, one of the artists of Pussy Riot has been in prison for now a year, and she's on a hunger strike. And this is all in an effort to really outline the deplorable conditions that are going on with regards to the penal colonies around Russia. It's kind of like when I was reading about it, all I could think of was like, I know this evokes a lot of emotion when I say that, but it really was a cross between like a concentration camp and a sweatshop. Basically, these women are working 16 hours a day. Anytime they speak, sewing these garments on these terrible machines, and that's just the start of it. I mean, these women are getting beaten. They're not allowed to have food. They're getting all this horrible stuff. There's obviously a hell of a lot of human rights violations going on, and she is basically on a hunger strike right now to try and get enough global movement to sort of change what's going on in Russia. And you know what? We sort of blindly forget about what is happening in Russia, and it's really quite scary. I mean, I would go as far as to say it's as oppressive as when Stalin was in power. It's as oppressive as what's going on in Zimbabwe and has been going on for a long time, and it's just absolutely scary. So I implore you to go online and check out, and I'm going to put this on my Facebook page and on Twitter. TheGuardian.com have put a great article about it, and it's basically a letter from her telling the world about the oppressive conditions and the horrendous conditions that are going on in this penal colony. And it just sounds dreadful. And this is all because they sang a little song about their leader, who is supposed to be, as leaders should be, looking after the citizens of their country. But obviously, as we all know, that Putin isn't really like that. So if you want to know more about Pussy Riot or how you can support them, there are some really great websites that you can go to. So voiceproject.org/PussyRiot. You can actually donate to the Pussy Riot Support Fund. So they obviously need some money for lawyers and things like that, and representatives that, to try and get them out of this horrendous penal colony and probably out of Russia, so that they can actually sing about what's going on in their country without fear of persecution. So I really wanted to talk to you about it. I won't go into the whole letter because I think it's more powerful for you to read on your own, but definitely check it out. A hunger strike is going on. We can't let this go on in silence. They had the bravery to speak out about what was wrong in their country, and this is a global situation that we all need to speak out about. So without further ado, I've decided to play Pussy Riot because I can in Canada, because we have the ability to actually say and play what we want. So without further ado, this is KMFDM from Pussy Riot's album Kunst. And that was Kunst, not the other word. A great song and a great band, really, you know what, doing what a lot of bands have done over the years, singing about oppressive conditions and hoping for some change to come along. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Joe Satriani is a rock guitar superstar. Don't miss his Unstoppable Momentum Tour Saturday, October 19th at the Vogue Theater with special guest Sit Down Servant featuring Gordy Johnson. Tickets available online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. For more information, visit satriani.com.
Is my battery round? Discorder Magazine is proud to sponsor the Vancouver International Film Festival's showing of Tito on Ice, directed by Max Anderson and Helena Ahonen. A surreal tale in which graphic novelists cart along a macabre papier-mâché mummy of Marshal Josip Broz Tito, encased in a refrigerator, on a barnstorming tour of the former Yugoslavia. For showtimes and more information, visit vif.org.
Sharp axe, shining steel, tempered in the fire, will chop you down like an old dead tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall, dream to dream. by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
You gotta love the tempos there. I mixed it up quite substantially, I think. That was Black Gardenia with their version of Dirty Old Town from No Moon At All. They're a local jazz band that are playing a sleuth of shows coming up, and they're actually going to be on my October 10th show. I'm going to get Daphne, the lead singer, in, and maybe a couple of others to play some music for you all. So put that in your calendar, October 10th from, say, 6:30 onwards. There will be a lovely little jazz jive situation going on here. I don't know what I'm saying. It's the end of my show. It's time to go home. I'm just going to tell you what I played. I can't really talk much about it because Darren G is in the seat in less than 4 minutes, so I want to make sure that he gets his maximum time. Before Black Gardenia, he's behind me laughing, we had Yeah Yeah Yeah's new album, Mosquito, with that great song, Sacrilege, and what a great chorus that was, a chorus of beautiful voices, very gospel. And then in the middle we heard The Pack AD from Vancouver with their new song, Battering Ram, and that's from their EP, Some Songs. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's how I'm going to say it. So like I've decided a couple of shows ago, that I'm going to leave you with a song each week that has some historical influence with regards to positive social justice message, or just being involved, you know, having some sort of historical significance. And I've chosen Eyes on the Prize by Mavis Staples this year, twofold because it's a brilliant song, she's a fantastic singer who was pivotal during the civil rights movement, and she's actually playing at the River Rock this weekend, and I'm going to see her, and I'm super excited about it, with Robert Cray. So Robert Cray and Mavis Staples are teaming up for this weekend. Go check it out. There's still tickets available. Do yourself a favor and get some musical history alive. So I'm leaving you with Eyes on the Prize. See you on October 10th, and be good to one another. Bye for now.
I'm so happy to be with you tonight. I tell you, it's a double treat. We're at the Hideout and we're at home. Now, we've come tonight to bring you some joy, some happiness, inspiration, and some positive vibrations. Yeah. We want to leave you with enough to last you for maybe the next 6 months. Yeah. All right. Jail had no money to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Begin to shout. Doors pop open and all walk down. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. hold on. Well, the only chains we can stand are the chain of hand in hand. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Got my hand on the freedom power. I wouldn't take nothing but my journey now. Keep your eyes.